go ahead and start?
It's up to you. You're
just
going to
be with us in the city of Holland.
What?
This contract with us in the city of Holland.
Us.
Well, now that Jan's got here, we'll go ahead and get started.
Chuck is here.
Thank you. Okay, we'll call our meeting to order. Dennis Sutton's going to open us with prayer, and then we'll have the pledge if everybody stands.
Dear Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the start of this new week. And we ask as we meet here today that you would give us your wisdom, your knowledge, your understanding. Father, I pray for discernment and integrity today. I pray that your hand would guide and direct. And I pray that everything that's done here today and said here today would bring glory and honor to your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Here, pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Couldn't find it for a minute. They got the flags in.
Thank you, Netta. Being instant. Appreciate that. Okay. Next on our agenda is meeting minutes. Are we ready for 6, 8, 10, and 12?
I believe so.
Yep.
Okay.
We approved those minutes last week.
Did you get those done?
Contingent upon the corrections. And
we tabled them all last week.
No, we tabled them all.
Because there was corrections on those.
Right here. Got those done?
No, sir.
Okay.
They were your corrections. So.
Okay, I got it. All right, I'll make a motion then to approve June 8th, 10th, and 12th.
Second.
Discussion, comments? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Accounts payable.
Motion for approval of accounts payable. I didn't see anything in there.
I didn't have a second.
Discussion, all those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. There was a journal entry.
There was transfers, yeah.
Oh, that was our election cost. How about a motion?
Motion to approve the transfers
and journal entries.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. All right. Public comment. Bill, saw you signing up. We're kind of dark over there, but if you would come to the mic. Did you want to speak? Okay. Are there other public comments while Bill's warming up? Okay.
You want to say my name and address here, please?
Okay.
Bill Stevenson, 208 Meade Road, Kirbyville. I wanted to discuss your meeting with the Army Corps on the 22nd of last month. Mr. Strathis wasn't a commissioner at the time, but 3 years ago circulated a petition. Petition says, save access to public land. The Missouri Department of Conservation, the National Forest Service, and the Army Corps of Engineers are closing roads and trails on public land used by hunters, fishermen, four-wheelers, hikers, swimmers, and picnickers all over Taney County. These roads and trails that have been used by generations of families that have lived here all their lives. Add your name and address below to tell your state representatives and employees of the Army Corps, Conservation Department, National Forest Service, that you want to keep our roads, our existing roads and trails open to vehicles. These are the Taney County citizens that signed this petition. And I'm going to bring this up to you so you can all take a look at that.
Thanks, sir. That was 3 years ago, Bill?
Yeah, just about exactly.
Okay.
All right. Now, the MDC refused to acknowledge the citizens of Taney County's will at that time. So I organized a public meeting. A public meeting was held at the Forsyth Junior High School cafeteria. Chuck, you and Danny were both there. And you heard those same people say they did not want any of these roads closed. All right. During that meeting, I proved that the Missouri Department of Conservation did not and could not obtain legal authority to close those roads. They've since given up on that endeavor. But also during that meeting, the Army Corps announced that they would form a public advisory board. They invited people to come up and sign a sheet to become a member of that board, and those people would help create new plans for any changes that were to be made on those roads. I know that at your meeting with the Army Corps, no one that signed that sheet was present. Now, after that meeting, both Chuck and Danny made comments that were quoted in the Taney County Times that stated that you wouldn't agree to allow the MDC close our roads or anybody else. And you since reiterated that to me personally many, many times. Now, shortly after the meeting, I asked Chuck to create an ordinance, county ordinance, that required these roads stayed open 24 hours a day. Chuck, I pressed you on that, and you finally told me, I don't know how to write an ordinance. And I said, Chuck, it can't be that hard. And you told me, if it's so easy, you do it. And almost exactly 3 years ago, I handed you a copy of that ordinance. On a phone call between you and I and our county attorney, Mr. Robert Paulson, Mr. Paulson stated that the language in that ordinance was legal and the county had the authority to enact it. And nothing was done. Danny, I asked you to make sure it got up here before the commissioners so a vote could be made. Nothing was done. After our public meeting, even Sheriff Jimmy Russell stated his support for keeping those access roads open, and he said that there was little or no problem on the property that is involved here, Army Corps property within Taney County. Okay, now, since then, I've continued to work on this, and I made you all aware that the Army Corps had signed contracts with the county concerning every road on Army Corps land and every county road that crosses Army Corps land back in the 50s. I even found some commissioners' meetings minutes from 1954, and I showed those to you, Chuck, that stated that there were contracts signed. But I couldn't find the contracts. I was told that the county threw the contracts away 10 years ago. That 10 years ago, they threw everything that was over 10 years old away. And I asked why. Because the contracts, examples I've seen in other counties, Stone County specifically, started out stating that from here and after, the Army Corps agrees to such and such terms and conditions. So I asked Chuck to file a Freedom of Information request with the Army Corps 2 years ago to obtain a copy of those contracts. I followed up on that several times. Nothing was ever done. So, today what I want to inform you of, so we all are clear on this, you and the citizens of Taney County, those contracts are still legal, they are still enforceable, and for you to renegotiate, and I'll take you to exactly 16 minutes in your meeting where the Army Corps states, and I believe this is Mark Case because I've met him. He came to my house and talked to me, that their original maps, contracts, and outgrants may have been lost or incomplete. Just to put it short, he said, we lost stuff. All right, but they didn't specifically state that they lost the contracts they have with Taney County. All right, so I do know, according to that meeting, that they also stated that now they want to come back to the counties and get, and this is a quote, a new license and agreement. And so without any reference to the old agreements, the three of you have agreed to renegotiate all of these contracts. And personally, I don't see how you can do that. I don't see how you can renegotiate something without a frame of reference to the original contracts. And I think that it would be highly negligible on your part, especially in light of the signatures you see before you, to renegotiate those contracts without obtaining a copy of the original agreements. Now, if a copy of those original agreements does not exist, then things legally stay the way they are unless you three agree otherwise. In essence, the Army Corps of Engineers has no authority to close a single foot of access road or trail down on that Army Corps land. None. They have no authority either. Because the contracts exist, and you have to reference those contracts to make any changes at all, and they need your approval to do that. Mr. Paulson can correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
So, now that you know this, all right, I would like for a public meeting to be held in which you discuss any changes you make to any of those roads with the citizens of Taney County. I'd also like to suggest that the citizens of Taney County be given an opportunity to vote on any changes that are made.
Okay. Well, to try and operate correctly here, is that your comment?
Yeah, I'd okay. like a response.
Okay. What I'm saying is that the public comment is for the public to comment, and then that's pretty much it. We do make some comments, but anyway, the next item on our agenda is Corps of Engineers Lake Access Update. So if you're done, we'll just move right into that, and I'll make some comments. So you can just hang tight right there. I mean, it's just a matter of moving on, if that's it.
That's fine.
Everybody all right?
Yep.
Okay, Corps of Engineers Lake Access Update. Somebody want to go first? Okay, I'll go. You didn't move very fast. I saw some contracts. I didn't get all my notes down here as quick as you said them, but I came to your house and looked at some of that stuff you mentioned during your comments here. It's been about 3 years, as you said. When you were in about a week ago, we visited. One of your comments this morning was any of these roads closed? And you and I talked at length about that, whatever it was, a week ago or so. Did you find me a definition?
Of what a road is? I'm sorry.
Yes, what the roads are. I mean, a road, the point is, for those that weren't in our conversation, of course, just you and I, but my point is a road can be considered lots of different things to lots of different people. And my question for you was, would you please define for us what is a road?
Well,
what do you see a road?
As I see a road are the dirt trails down on Army Corps property that people have been using for decades. Any and all of those would be considered roads. I also pointed out that to deauthorize those roads, the Army Corps has to go through several clear steps. They have to post a sign stating the restrictions on that road, and if they're going to close the road, they have to put a barrier up of some kind. And in the last 4 decades, I'm not aware of any place the Army Corps has done that.
Okay.
So all of these roads would be authorized implicitly.
Appreciate you answering my question. You mentioned, one of the last things you mentioned was renegotiating contracts in the meeting that I got you the tape of. I don't believe, and I think we talked about that some, we don't have a contract, do we?
Well, according to the Army Corps, you do. They state they lost stuff.
Okay. But today, like Army you Corps brought us, we don't have a document at Taney County. To my knowledge, we have, and we talked
I'm not aware of, however, I did talk to Ron Houseman. He said that some stuff was kept in a cave and that he was actually part of the people that, among the people that went through those documents and decided what to throw away and what not to throw away, and he doesn't believe that he would have ever thrown those away.
Okay.
So it's my feeling they still exist. They're just, they haven't been looked for very hard.
My point is, to my knowledge, to this commission, as far as I know, we don't have contracts for any roads.
Have you spent any time researching to find them, trying
to locate
them?
Well, 3 years ago, I sat down at the clerk's office, and I went back through documents. You gave me dates to look, areas to look for, and yes, sir, I did sit down, and I looked for contracts.
Did you go to the cave?
3 years ago. No, I didn't go to the cave.
Okay, then we really haven't done all we can.
I'm not. Okay.
That's fair to say.
All right. But my point is, I don't think you're getting, my point is, Taney County today, when we sat down with the Corps of Engineers 2 weeks ago, whatever it was, we don't have contracts.
But you didn't file the Freedom of Information request also asking the Corps to supply their copies of those same contracts. Is that correct?
I do not have any contracts between the Corps of Engineers and Taney County.
I understand. My question was,
what is your question?
Did you ever file the Freedom of Information request requiring the Corps to due diligence to locate the contract?
No, I did not do that. Okay.
Did anyone else here do that? Danny?
No. Did you, Mr. Stevenson?
Yes, I did.
Did you receive any?
No, I did not.
Point of order, Mr. Paulson. What would you like to say?
Well, I'd just like to say this is a public meeting, not a deposition, and this gentleman, if...
He's got a big issue with this.
And I understand, but he seems to be cross-examining each of you.
Well, I'm just asking what we've done to find out where the contracts are at.
If we get too tense, give us another shot, okay? Thank you, Bob.
Can I proceed here? So that we get a thorough understanding of what took place in the meeting, there's been several conversations about the meeting that we had with the Corps. We didn't have a whole lot of idea about what the meeting was about other than they were going to present 18 roads that were in question. These roads that they brought to us were roads that they thought were ones that would be of interest to us. We had a very good meeting with the Corps. They presented 18 roads, and there was only one road that was in question, and it was on the top of a ridge with a trash dump on it. When they visited with us about these other roads, the main topic of conversation that was brought forward by me and the other two commissioners was if they were going to have these roads and call them lake accesses, that they provide a parking area and also move the access points to the lake where you could actually call them access areas. They were very cooperative in that matter. The question was asked, and it's a matter of record, it's on the tape. The question was asked, would you be able to provide dollars to, because this kind of stuff isn't going to be free, I mean, so would they provide dollars to move those locations to where families could park, fish, or provide a lake access such as a boat launch? There was boat launching areas that were mentioned. K Highway was one specific one that was mentioned. So we had a very good meeting with the Corps. There was not any words that of total disagreement. The fact was they presented a map that when they left, they were going to take the map and our recommendations and bring another map. This was the first step in a process to designate, because the Corps is going through in Taney County a total survey of their properties along Bull Shoals Lake. And for those properties to be surveyed, they wanted to know where the roads themselves laid. This money was to be done with stimulus money. Didn't have anything to do with Taney County dollars or anything else. They were just going to do a survey to try to figure out where some of the old existing roads that Bill is talking about, where they laid. They weren't even on a map. Some of the roads weren't even on a map. In the Pro Tem area, there was a couple of roads that we discussed that they prioritized that weren't even on a map. They just left county property and ended up on private property or county property on the other side, and there was no map of where the road. And so that would be in their survey. So I thought that's what I was going to bring forward this morning. They give us 2 to 4 weeks or something like that they were going to bring another map back to the commission to look at and to revise. And I mean, in that period of time, in the 2 to 4 week period, they were actually going to go with the county commission. We were going to post it and drive to locations that they had in question. And other than that, it was a pretty cooperative meeting.
Yeah, I agree. According to the meeting audio, at 16 minutes I'm sorry, the previous quotes were at 14 to 15 minutes where the court said they lost stuff. At 16 minutes, Randy with the road department stated that the county has supplied GPS tracks for every core road within the county and that crosses core, county roads that cross core property. The core responded that they superimposed those tracks on their latest satellite pictures. And those, you know, would probably be the roads that would be most of the roads that we're discussing. And I would submit that the 18 locations you're talking about is probably every access within Taney County. If there's some that are not on that list of 18 locations, then I'd like a list of those as well, so we can review that. One of the things that I think we need to do is invite the public to go down and review those GPS tracks that Randy submitted to see that if there's any roads that are missing that he might have missed. I've also got maps, and the thing about the old maps is kind of confusing to me because I bought a map from the Army Corps several years ago, a paper map. I'd be glad to come down and review it with you, that the Army Corps produced it from their original survey of the lake. And many of these roads are located on that map. Now, there's some that are not, that's for certain, but I think that we need to do a detailed inventory of these roads.
I think that's their total purpose. I think that's what they come for.
Yeah, I mean, let me interject. I mean, the core, the meeting that you're referring to was strictly to enter into discussions about access, okay? We didn't decide to go against any contract that neither party understands it, thinks it exists. No. They're strictly going to provide to us a list of roads that we both agree on. Right now, we are unsure because our GPS coordinates didn't match up with all of theirs. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to get everything on one document. So then at that point, then we're going to do a site visit to look to make sure we're not missing anything. And then at that point, we'll have another public meeting. Of course, all of our meetings are public. And then at that point, we will go forward to if there's a contract that we need to sign or agreements. But we're talking multiple months away before we redo what we're doing right now. Ultimately, what the Corps is trying to do is get ATV traffic away from the water.
Yeah.
That's their policy.
I'd like to address that because...
Well, you can address it with the Corps because that's not my decision. They've created an ATV park, which is Chadwick, which is where they want...
That's National Forest.
That's where they want to... That's where they're steering all ATV traffic. They want to keep it off the Corps.
Well, we should state, since we're discussing this, that right now ATVs are specifically provided as authorized vehicles to access these roads in the Army Corps' rules and regulations.
I'm not arguing with you. I'm telling you this. I'm also stating the content of the meeting. Mm-hmm. Now, the meeting is all we're doing now is waiting for us to agree upon one map, and then we're going to go forward.
Have the commissioners found ATVs to be a problem on Corps property?
That's the content of the meeting. I'm done talking about the subject.
Well, I just wanted to ask. I mean, I didn't see a problem. One of the places they discuss is what they call root bottoms. But for the last 3 weekends, I've observed root bottoms, and there hasn't even been an ATV down there. There was an ATV down there on Memorial Day that rode around. So, I mean, if we discuss closing roads because that's an issue, we have to find out first if it's actually an issue. The reason they stated it was an issue, Mr. Strathis, is because they said it caused erosion. But I think when the Army Corps floods the lake and all of the vegetation is killed as a result of that, ensuing rains, winds, and boat wakes cause much more erosion than a pickup truck driving down there so the guy gets out to cast along the shoreline. And I would suggest that that's way low compared to the causes for erosion.
Bill, you had a conversation with me, and a rather lengthy conversation, and I think that your purpose is valid. I think that you have the same reasoning behind what you're trying to accomplish as we do. I think we're just going at it in a different manner than what you would go at it. The accomplishment, I think, will end up the same.
Not if we have roads that end in boulder up parking lots and the trails are closed.
I want to clarify that with you and the commission, and it's in your meeting if you read that. They have areas now that they have set aside for lake accesses that are 100 yards from the lake, and we had the discussion, and the discussion was if we as a commission make a decision on this particular location, can we extend that to the water's edge or to where people can use it and the citizens of Taney County?
They're already using it.
You can't use the places that I'm talking about, and I don't want to get into a discussion. I'm with you on that. And we're going to have a meeting with them to show them, and we already pointed out a couple of locations that Chuck and I went to with them where they call it lake access, and it's not close to the water. You can't see the water for this. For the vegetation.
The core take line, it's not always at the water unless the water is way up. So.
But anyway, I think you're exercising caution to what you want to get done. We are diplomatically working these issues out with the core. They were, this is the first time that we've had three individuals from the Corps of Engineers that came forward to set and try to work on these issues that are a concern to you and a concern to us. We don't have any from sitting and listening to the conversation and the expressions and being there at the meeting. This commission has no intent of closing any of those lake accesses, and we're going to fight hard to keep them open. So. Well, basically, that's all I've got to say.
Well, I think that, you know, that sounds good on the surface, but you really have to define what access is. Right now, we have access. And so if you define access as by bouldering off a road and a parking area and closing everything off that surrounds it that we're currently using as access off, then you're restricting access. That's the end result. Not providing access. We already have access. We've had legal access since they bought the land and negotiated the original agreements for access.
So, Bill, Danny mentioned a little bit earlier, was it Cedar Creek, the one with the dump on it?
I can't remember where
anyway,
it was at. It was
there's one of the maps that they showed us, which was a dump area. And we talked about that in the meeting and discussed closing it. So you would be against closing that road?
I'm against closing any of these roads at this point. But
I thought you'd say, but I just wanted to hear you say.
Well, wait a minute, Chuck.
No, I just want to know where you're at.
I want to reiterate that I've also showed you before, and I believe I showed Mr. Paulson this before. The county has the legal authority to restrict access on those roads. For example, ATVs. If you feel that ATVs are a problem at Root Bottom, and people down there have been complaining, you have the legal authority to restrict those ATVs from using those roads. The Corps does, you already have it. And so there's no reason to negotiate anything like that with the Corps. You already have the authority to enforce any of the existing rules and regulations as well as make more restrictive rules and regulations. What you don't have the authority to do is to go in there and boulder off an area and a parking lot. That you need permission by the Corps to do. Why you would want to do that is beyond me. Because I don't see any abuse on these roads. I don't see any misuse. And people aren't complaining. Again, I talked to Charles MacArthur. And again, he said he doesn't want this done. He doesn't want this done. And he lives right there, right on the front edge of that public accessible land. I just don't see the need. There is a need to raise the road to KDOT. There's a need to raise Slough Hollow, or at least provide some other access that doesn't include, you know, going 23 miles out of your way. But I think that if you found those contracts, you'd find that when the Army Corps decided to raise the lake level last year or the year before from 654 to 659, that they obligated themselves to address the roads that would be affected by that rise in the lake level. They're obligated to do that. For example, the road down by Shadow Rock that was raised. I know the county paid some money to do that, but I don't think they should have. I don't think that the county should pay any money to maintain those roads. In fact, in their meeting, the Corps states that one particular stretch of road that goes through Army Corps property onto private property and then back onto Army Corps, that the person that wanted that road upgraded, should pay to upgrade it to a point of county, I think, a class 6 road, it was determined. But my question would be is, the Corps has always had the obligation to maintain that road. They've neglected that obligation, and they should bring that road up to a standard before the county accepts an outgrant and the responsibility to maintain that road from there and out.
Well, quick question. Have you tried to get the Corps of Engineers to do something?
Well, I had a meeting with them at my house a few years ago.
I'm not talking about meetings. We've had meetings. Have you tried to get them to do something?
Yes, but I don't have a legal binding contract, and the county does. And so you actually have legal authority to take them and enforce that contract. I don't have that contract. So unless I run for your job, I don't have the ability to do that, or the authority.
And we can discuss, like we've discussed before, I don't have a copy of that contract that says that they are obligated.
Then I suggest take care that the roads. County submit that freedom of information request.
You suggested that a number of times before.
Anybody can request under the Freedom of Information Act.
And I did. And what they called me up, two sweet little women in their records department called me up and said, Bill, we've got a bazillion documents. Now, I'd like to state first that you have to include a dollar amount that you would be willing to spend. Okay? My resources are somewhat more limited than the county's. But I did say that I would spend up to $250 of my own money to find those contracts. They called me back up and said, Bill, why don't you come down here and look with them for them with us? That'll save you some money. It'll save us some time. But again, I don't think that the legal onus should be put on a private citizen in Tana County when we pay our commissioners, our county attorney, to take care of these sort of things.
Well, you brought up something that I wanted to bring up, and this whole meeting started, correct me if I'm wrong, Danny, because I think you're actually the one that got it going, is we had some folks that go across core land to get to their private property.
That's the property I discussed.
And Danny has...
The person should be obligated to bring it. Okay, no, sorry, Joe. Don't mean it.
So Danny called the Corps of Engineers. This is for the press if they're interested, anybody else, as far as I go. Danny called the Corps a number of times to get that, try to resolve that issue. And I don't think you agree that we needed to do it that way, but that's what we've tried to do. I believe the right thing. In the process, we also recognize that water's coming up, and we got K Highway. And when that goes under, it's a big problem for a lot of folks. And so we wanted to talk to him about blasting that bluff off or finding some way to do that. And since I don't have a copy of the contract, out of argument, just for fun there, we wanted to talk about that. At the same time, in that same time area, we had Empire District Electric. Well, actually, I think they just started by asking us to grade the road back to the dam on River Run. And so we met with those folks to work on those three issues, and the rest of this was sidebar. Am I seeing that right?
Pretty much. What he's trying to say is we met on this issue, and the five-foot lake rise got involved in the conversation. These... access points got into the conversation. The other things that we met on were to try to solve these issues that concern Taney County citizens and the roads that were not on the map that had been there for 100 years. And so to work with the different organizations in government, I, and Chuck knows this as well as Jim, and Mr. Hershen, I spend a lot of time calling, talking various issues to the different departments. It's not like I take this and set it to the side and let somebody else worry about it. Somebody has to enter negotiating talks with them or visit with them about the subject matter, and it had reached the point to where the commission needed to visit with them about these three or four issues, and when we got into the meeting, these other things came forward, and we talked about them. They're the ones that brought the map, but like I said, I didn't know at the time that they were going to bring a map, I'm glad they did. I thought it was a very productive meeting as far as looking at places that weren't on a survey line that could be surveyed out. And I disagree maybe on one thing with you. I think that the possibility of having a lake access that a car can get to, where a person can go to and the elderly can reach the lake to cast a fishing line with their grandchildren, is very important to me. I wouldn't be interested in the park system that we've got set up if I wasn't interested in the Taney County citizens not have to spend their dollars somewhere to enjoy the recreation of this beautiful county that we live in. So that's basically how this came about, and Chuck is absolutely right. Slough Hollow was mentioned in that conversation and what we were going to do there, and that's the only other thing that I know of the four or five things. The boat ramp at Kay is something that is we've got businesses down there, and those things are things that are strong issues that have to be worked out with the Corps, and that's what we were trying to do.
I agree.
I'd like to make a motion to table the subject.
Well, I've got a sheriff here that I respect pretty highly. I'd like to hear what he's got to say.
Okay.
Just real quickly, Bill had made mention that I had said there was no problems in these areas. There are problems in these areas. We arrest people quite often for the damage in these areas. Do I want to see the lake accesses closed? No. I want to see there be some type of access for the people to get down there to them. When Bill says that any road is just a dirt trail or what have you, my family has farmed these bottoms for 30-some years. And every year, I can show you one road down there that is right through the middle of our wheat field where we've planted wheat, and every spring, when white bass season comes, they drive across it. And we was down there planting down here. He mentioned the root bottoms. We was planting in the root bottoms one day, and actually out there planting, and a truck came straight across our field. So, they're all the time doing donuts out in these fields. They're dumping trash around them. This is a problem, but we don't need to limit where people can't get to them. But there is a lot of erosion caused by the vehicles and stuff where they come down through there. As soon as they get one, you know, somebody gets stuck in one area, they make a big mud hole there, they'll move out and go around it and move the road to a different area. So, just, you know, there needs to be some caution to what is decided on this. And like I said, we don't want to limit the people where they can't access the lake. There needs to be roads and improved roads going down to the lakes and parking areas to where they can get to them.
And that was one point that I made to Bill in our two different conversations, is one of the goals I would hope for, besides the other areas we talked about, was just what you said, Jimmy. Because a lot of the accesses, well, there's, as Bill said, there's not any maintenance at all.
Right.
And if we had 10 locations that you could drive to the water, mm-hmm. where you could get to the water without having to have a big, tall four-wheel drive or whatever the case,
right. it
would be a positive thing for the people living here.
Absolutely.
Good points. I appreciate you saying so. Is there anybody else? I'll hear that motion. Again, if you like.
We don't have to. If we're going to move on, that's fine.
Okay. Right here, Bill. Thank you. Okay, Table Rock Dam Proclamation. You want to read that?
Oh, I can read it, sure. We made a proclamation last Friday for the celebration of the 50-year anniversary of the Table Rock Dam, but we made this week, I mean, I can read the whole proclamation, or you can just get copies of it, but we made this week the Table Rock Dam Week from the 14th to the 20th. But I just wanted to obviously make it known that we've dedicated this week to Table Rock Dam and all the great things it's done for the community. So,
good deal.
That was it.
All right. You going to make a... We already vote on it?
We've already voted on it.
Very good.
So we're done.
Okay. Moving along, elected official and department heads. James?
Good morning and welcome back,
Mr. Thank you, sir. Thank you, James.
I understand little information came out while I was gone for a week. That was a little disturbing, and I don't want to ever say anyone has their right to keep their opinion away from a media situation. And in fact, in this article, I think it states that the newspaper might not be responsible for this opinion. But it's this gentleman's opinion only. But
James, can you tell us the article? I mean,
yeah, Mr. Grohman wrote an article, and it says it's a taxation situation that could increase taxes with a vengeance. Gary wrote this, Gary Grohman. I just read the article for the first time about 30 minutes ago, or prior to public comment, which that's been quite a bit more than 30 minutes ago. But and of course, it disturbs me a little bit of the way it's written. All the negatives of what this county's trying to accomplish for the taxpayers, not one positive in there. And an opinion, I think, should try to list both, you know, to be fair and honest with the public that reads this as being a true statement of fact. I know they mentioned $600,000 or $700,000. It says that Taney County citizens has cost the taxpayers, never making mention that this possibly could have saved the taxpayers $6 to $12 million. I've never seen that in an article. Never seen it in an article of any type when they want to slant an article against the assessor of what's been going on. A little disturbed that Mr. Grohman gets the opportunity in his position to step up and say, I'm a condo owner and I'm disturbed the way the assessor does condos. I guess many citizens will be coming this week and next week to discuss this, but for him to get the opportunity to just say, here's how it is, when in fact he hadn't quoted the statements totally correct. He says that he had attended the first parts of these meetings pretty regularly and had formed an opinion from then. Well, as you gentlemen well know, from when this case started to today, that's been a long time. It might have been 3 years, but in my life it's 15 years. So I'm a little disturbed of what Gary has tried to blame the assessor for not being right, not stating that we did a correction process January 1, 2007, tried to correct with what this state wanted us to do, got quite a bit flack then in the VOEs. He doesn't state that in his article. Instead, he tries to reference that maybe the assessor had been wrong for many, many years. Well, I don't believe that to be the case. The state has even proved that not to be the case. The correction process was made, and it didn't fix certain areas that the assessor is now trying to fix. And that's all this situation is with some of these increases that has hit throughout the county. Yes, I recognize the downturn in the economy. I've said that many properties have lowered in values, and many properties got a decrease in the assessment roll. It's going to be a heated, hot issues, and the Board of Equalization comes up. I looked at that list this morning for the first time, and I see many questionable areas. It's going to be tough. You can rest assured, as the assessor of Taney County, I've not done anything that I don't have the backing to do. And I will say on record, I do not appreciate Mr. Gary Grohman's article. Thank you very much.
Okay, who's next?
I have one more comment, but I don't know if anybody else has anything.
Okay. Go.
Last week, when you were vacationing. When you're on vacation, yeah. Like James was,
yes.
We decided, Danny and I, in a conversation, decided to do an experiment. And so this meeting has been broadcast on the web.
Oh, no.
So this, yeah. So
thanks for letting us know.
Well, you had an email.
Meeting.
There was an email. So this was our first web.
Take back everything
I said. So this is our first webcast. Our IT department had all the equipment, and since we already had the large access to the underground, which is where our, a lot of our redundant site is, this was our first live webcast of audio. So I know I got a text from at least one person saying that they heard in. So, but I want to let everyone know that this, the hope is that any meeting held in this room, if it's P&Z or sewer, we'll be able to at least listen in audio-wise of what's going on live. And once again, at no additional cost to the county, we're already paying for all the equipment anyway, so it was just sitting idle when we weren't using it. So anyway.
I noticed Jim was pretty quiet this morning and all topics that were mentioned and his.
Well, I...
Can I comment to
you
your comments?
You may comment to the comments.
Since they're out there, I guess. I should know why wondered why Mr. McKinley was sitting over there
yeah.
and everything. I applaud you. I'm glad you done that.
Yeah, it's just it's for the people who can't make it over here on a Monday morning during work, they can at least listen on the computer. It's obviously we want to have everything as open as possible, so at least they're more informed what goes on over here. So anyway.
Awesome.
It's on the main website.
I was going to rib you just a second, though, because I don't know if anybody heard you. I believe Mr. Strahan did, but you said something about being a short meeting.
I know.
And you're getting through the new stuff pretty good, but that's one you
didn't understand. I'll stop using that one.
Yeah, be careful about that, because that makes the meetings go longer.
I understand. It worked.
Sir?
I'm fine.
You're done?
Yep.
Thank you guys for praying for me. I appreciate it very much. It's nice being here. I go by the auditor's office once in a while on Monday morning. I started out with Friday morning. I go by and tease Joanna, "It's Friday." So I came by one Monday morning and I said, "It's Monday." She looked at me like an idiot because I'm looked at like an off guard. Yeah, a lot. So anyway, I came by this morning and gave her a happy Monday. So it's good to be here. Thanks for making it without me. Done good. All right, we'll recess until
I think 10 or 10.
10 or 10:15. Thanks.
Well, it won't do it. Darn.
You broke it.
I'm just glad to see you.
14.
That's
not bad.
14
people.
14 people. 14 people listening.
Here I. Why didn't you say something? I didn't have read my email.
.org, and there's a red button, and it's red when we're not having a meeting. And it turns green when we are. You can just click on that, and it plays you off.
Jim, do you have a
yes, they're actually out there now. Uh-huh. All of our meetings are posted on the website.
I don't go straight to his head.
My next goal is to make the research.
Right now,